Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com. What's up, folks? I got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings happening right now from my time at 107.3 WBBL. I release these two of them a week on Patreon, basically releasing these in the order that they happened way back then in 2016. Julius and I doing the show at this point. Ben hadn't yet gotten into the mix. Doan was still there plodding through. In fact, we in this segment for the free view, I think we cover some of Tyler's missteps of part of his body of work, catastrophic proportions on regular interval while we did the Eric Zane Show. All right. If you want the full thing on my Patreon, go there, patreon.com/Eric Zane. There's plenty of content that I post each and every week on my Patreon. It's all there for $5 or $10 a month, and you're really helping grow the show. So thank you so much for that. Here you go. On with the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C.
Eric. It's the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. Show number 55 has begun. Welcome in. It is Thursday, 23rd of June. Shower is possible today. Early on, I should say. And a high of 83. Tonight, again a chance for showers and a low of 57. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 87. 66 outside right now as we welcome in West Michigan. 800-785-1073. That's 800-785-1073. As we welcome in Julius. Julius, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Show number 55.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't seem, you seem like you're making fun of me again. You are, and that's okay. I'm telling you, this is important. This is what sets the stage. This is what makes people want to listen. They want to know what show number, Julius.
Obviously.
Of course. We get comments all the time, man. Hey, when you guys said Or Zane, when you said show 55, that was easily the highlight of the day. Man, there's
not a good sign.
Today, no, it's never a good sign. Man, today is one of these days where there is so much to talk about. Good news and bad news. I should say good news and disturbing news. That, you know, you almost like being part of what people are talking about. Even though some of it is really strange news. The business of Jeffrey Willis, the man accused of terrible things in the Muskegon area. We'll get to that a little bit later on, but it's just unbelievable. This is really starting to unfold, that story. But there's a lot to talk about, so you wake up and go, oh, man. Because occasionally you wake up and you're like, boy, it's real lean on the subject matter. You count on the day's events to get you through what you're going to talk about when you're doing a talk show, you know? So you almost, struggle. You feel like, oh, boy, it's like we're manufacturing things in order to be able to have things to talk about on a talk show where for 40-plus minutes every hour, actually more like 45, you have to count on instinct or whatever it is. So we ended the show yesterday, and I immediately started paying attention to everything and just making notes about things we can talk about. And it wasn't long before things started to unfold. In just 2 minutes, I'm going to Tyler Doan will be front and center. And but before that, have you ever, Julius, I know you can relate to this. When there's an incident with your dog and, their bowels.
Yes.
We talked about that story about how you moved into the new place and then the dog immediately had anxiety, Jester, and then did number two in the house, walked through it, traipsed it all through the house, complete catastrophe. You had to steam clean everything. It was just a mess. When you wake up in the morning, me, today, and as you're walking towards the laundry room, this great big laundry room where Daisy and O'Neill sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, O'Neill is crated. We keep, in a little.
Right.
It's a nice size crate, good for him. It is almost a little too big for him right now. I'm kind of glad it was today because he has a stomach issue. Something has come up, and as you're walking towards the closed door, you're a room away, and before you get to the door, you know what's going on because you're like, okay, it's really gonna go let O'Neill out. You gotta go pee, you know. Okay. This is me in my own head. Okay. There's something devastating on the other side of this door. Now, as I contemplate it during these next two or three steps, it'd be one of two things. The good news would be if Daisy just did it on the ceramic floor. And then
that's the good news.
Because she has plenty of room to get away from it, which she would. And then the bad news would be if O'Neill did it into the cage, because then he cannot avoid it. This big, giant ping pong paddle sized paws. So it's time to. I'm pausing at the door. Okay, here we go.
You feel like Howie Mandel?
Oh yeah. What's in door number one? What is going to happen? Oh my God. I turn the door handle. Daisy's right there at the door. Hey, Daisy.
It's like, Dad, this smells like crap.
Dad, I've been sleeping here forever. It seems like it's been 15 hours. I open up the door. There's no poo on Daisy. Then I open up the door further. I turn on a light. And O'Neill's in the cage. And it's everywhere. it's him. He's the guy. He's responsible.
Is he sleeping or is he?
No, he's awake. He's upset. Oh, man, I'm sorry. So I open up the cage and I can't reach in to get him because he's way back. He walks out and, of course, the first two steps are
brown.
Are brown. there's some brown footprints on the ceramic floor. I pick him up and... Well, he needs a bath.
Oh, yeah.
So I pick him up and I'm holding him out like this, like way out here. And no, actually, I take it back. I completely already botched this story.
Did you get in the bath with him?
Here's what happened. I'm on a schedule, obviously. Oh. I have to get to work. And it's the same thing as I do every day. So before I opened the cage, I turned around and I walked out and I went into my wife's, where my wife is sleeping. She didn't sleep in my room. She slept in the spare bedroom because my grandson is there. And he just crashes with her because he tosses and turns and stuff like that. So she didn't sleep in my bed. And I go, hey, honey. What? I need you. She looks at me funny and I go, we have our grandson. And I don't, hey, honey, I need you. And I don't want sex. And I need your help. She knows what it is. She gets up. She walks behind me. I go, O'Neal did a poo-poo Picasso in the cage. Yeah, I need assistance. So I pick up O'Neal. I take him outside. And then I come back in. And she has pulled out the removable tray, that black at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And it's a complete catastrophe. And she goes, we got to hose it off. There's an easier way. You put on gloves, clean what you can with paper towels, dispose of it. Then you have less. You don't be hosing that thing down and everything just goes flowing down the driveway. I mean, so anyway.
At like 4 a.m.
Yeah, but I go, he needs a bath. There's one of two things you can do. Clean the cage, and then if you want to go back to bed, put him back in the cage, and then clean off his paws, put him back in the cage, and then give him a bath. But, I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I got to go. See ya. Bubba, smell you later. Bye-bye. So
sure that went over well.
Well, it's, you know, there's literally nothing I could do. And I said, honey, I got to get to work. Got to go. Show, it's showtime. See ya, right.
You're like, hey, honey, I got show number 55 to do.
Yeah. Hey, honey, if I'm not there to say show 55, Julius is going to lose his mind. So, there you go. And, of course, she did not complain because she's super cool. And she gets summers off. So I got that Trump card. It's like, you don't have to work. So, see you around.
You didn't tell her that, did you?
No. Okay. No. And I just pray she's not listening now. But, I had to drop that on her. Say, I need your help. So that's that. That's the first time that's happened with sweet O'Neal. I felt bad for the dog. But we'll just pick up and do show 55 and pretend that didn't happen. As we welcome in the one and only Tyler Doan. Tyler, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
Very well. You know, I am. I think we're off to a really good start because I went into Tyler's, into the producer's booth, and I said, Tyler, we had trouble with this yesterday, but I think this is going to be your finest hour, Tyler. I've got a copy of the show plan. It's a 4-page deal. The first page has material on it. The second page, very little. Actually, the second page is pretty full. Third page, nothing. Fourth page, very little. Now, I need copies of this. And yesterday, I gave you the 4 pages. Each person would get 4 pages based on this. And then after you made copies, I got 2 pages yesterday. And so I knew that was weird. So you kind of made a career out of getting these photocopies done yesterday for show number 54. So show 55 starts. And I say, don't. I need you to go. And these 4 pages are mine. So go to the copier, put it in there, and press 2. That means it will make 2 more copies. When you walk away from the copier machine, counting the original, you have 12 pieces of paper. I know you're bad at math. Bad at math, as displayed yesterday on this show. But with 3 people and 12 documents, that means each person gets 4 documents.
The 3 variable might have thrown him off, though.
Perhaps. I don't know. He seems to have pulled it off, though, much better than yesterday. Now, the reason why I bring this up, it isn't just let's bash Tyler because he struggles with numbers. But I then proceeded yesterday to talk at length, if you remember, on this show, about the successes Tyler has had in his some of his other duties, and one of them is the podcast. And
award-winning.
Yes, award-winning podcast.
And in our own mind.
And so we finished the show yesterday, and red flag number two emerged that it just wasn't Tyler's day when, you know, it got to be like 10:30, and typically Julius is able to look at the entire show archive from earlier in the day on show number 54 and kind of pick and choose audio he might want to use for like a promo or something like it, maybe like a highlight moment. And then he goes, I don't know what's up with Dome, man. He doesn't even have the material saved. I don't know what's going on. He said the podcast isn't even up, which is shocking because if the first hour 6 to 7 ends at 7:05, the podcast should be up in the ballpark of that time frame.
7:20.
Give or take. Okay. And so it's not. And so I go, hey, Tyler.
Yeah?
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm okay.
Well, is the podcast okay?
Yeah, I've got the first 2 hours up.
I go, really?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on?
I goofed.
So I didn't ask any questions. I just said, okay, Tyler, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and beat him up over it right there. I was thinking, well, no big deal. I knew he'd take care of it. That ended. The day ended. And then, you know, I get to a stoplight and I look at Twitter. I know you're not supposed to do that, but I did. And tweets are hitting me that says, Hey, Zane. It's not Tyler Doan voice. Just want to let you know, Wednesday's show, the full show, is Tuesday's show, the full show. Or at least started. I think, I'm not exactly confirming this, but I think it started and had material from show 53 and then segued into show 54. Don't know. And I don't know how that could have happened. I don't know.
That is odd.
I don't know how this goes. You guys, this is your kind of like your thing. And so I don't even mess with it. I will say that programming wizard Dave Jackinette, on the day that Tyler couldn't upload the podcast because he had to go eat and get a nap and then his computer broke, Jackinette said it's extremely easy to post it. I don't know. I'm just saying. These are all variables that needed to be considered in the story. So, Tyler, we're going to have to rip a number of days without a workplace incident to zero, unfortunately, as we bring him in to talk about this. Tyler, what happened, buddy?
It all went downhill when you started making me do math. Just totally threw
that
off
is true.
My day.
That is when the day started going downhill.
There was no recovering after that.
It scrambled your eggs, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right.
Well, we're going to have to work through that because we are going to be doing more math problems in the future after how well that one went.
Oh, yeah. Tyler, we had a discussion off air that a new segment called It's Time for the Eric Zane Show, Doan Math. Math with Doan. Crunching numbers with Tyler Doan.
Crushing numbers.
I did say that, didn't I? It did come out weird. All right. So I'm just letting you know, man. This isn't officially like I'm going to sit there and beat you up over it. But the audience was a little bit, they were like, hey, you got to, since I talked about it, they're like, I can't believe it. You jinxed it. You talked about Doan being perfect in the last several days. And now here we sit. In the next segment, this is an example in doing with this amazing radio company that with all the preparations that people make to do amazing things here, put on great fun events, every T can be crossed, every I dotted, good things are happening in this company. I couldn't be happier. And we have this terrific blues event on Wednesday called, I'm really struggling with this, Summertime Blues at the Deltaplex. And I was super stoked to see it. We had to move the concert indoors because of the threat of severe weather, which was a terrific move. Despite the weather holding off, there was no problem.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It worked out. But the fact that they can move it inside and still everybody is there. They had all the motorcycles that still showed up and gambled on it. And then the classic cars. Everybody's having a great time. And everybody did have a great time. But there's one particular thing that happened that made me pee a little when I found out the information. When I just showed up to show support and hang out. And I'm going to tell you about that interaction as it happened to me. With the big wig in the company, the grand poobah of Cumulus Grand Rapids, had an interaction with him that made me go, I have to get out of this place. I have to leave and go to another room because I'm frightened for my own life at this point. And you need to hear that next. No one's in trouble. No one will be incriminated. I can promise you that because I know there's people listening within the company. They're going, please, don't do it. Don't make it another Delta Plex incident, Eric. Don't do it. Trust me. I've got you. I've got you by the hand. I'll take care of this. You don't know what happened.
I have not a clue what happened. I'm the only one in the building right now who doesn't know what happened.
There was a discussion before the show started amongst the morning shows. Gravy, Rachel, myself, Julius, Laura, producer for the Tony Gates Morning Show, where the story started to be told. And I actually, it was amazing. Gravy had instinct. He said, you're going to tell Julius on the air, are you? I said, yeah. And he goes, okay, I'll hold off on telling this. Thank God, because I want you to hear this as it happens. We will cover that next. And remember, if anybody asks you who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. I thank you for the time. It's fantastic. Thank you so much for that. If you want the full show, it's all at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Till next time, bye-bye.